Well, as technology has begun to just really be a part of our everyday life, the way that young people are meeting and getting to know each other, well, it's changing too. There's a special event coming up that will talk more about the ways that young people are engaging, and you are invited to attend. Jillian Curvers is joining me today. She is a Catholic life and dating coach, and she's going to be part of this special event coming up on August 9th. Jillian is joining me today to talk a little bit about why it's so hard to date Catholics in today's world. Good morning, Jillian. Thanks so much for being on the morning show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Jillian, there is a group of the population, and I put myself into that, where, you know, many years ago, 30 years ago, it seemed to be a very straightforward process. You either met somebody at school or at church. You dated for a while, you got married in the church and went about your life. But today there's so many influences that kind of get in the way. What are some of the ways that young people are finding it difficult to find each other when it seems like there are more portals than ever to know each other?
Exactly. I think you hit on it right there at the end when you said more portals than ever. I think we have this idea in our head that we have endless options. And it used to be, as you noted, 20, 30 and more years ago, you would meet your spouse in very natural ways. You would either meet in person at school or at church in some sort of community setting where you were at the same place at the same time, spotted each other, began dating, and next thing you know, you're married and living happily. Or it was some kind of a setup, which is also a very natural way for people to have met. Still, these are great ways to meet each other today. Yet, we've had a couple of bigger shifts. We've got the shifts in the culture, which are, you know, changing the dynamics of interpersonal relationships and the way that men and women relate to each other. That's one big area where I focus a lot on in my coaching. It's just helping men and women understand the difference and the dynamics between the interplay between men and women. But then also this endless supply that we seem to have of options of different people to date. And we introduce into our repertoire all of the apps, all of the online options, and we have a recipe sort of for disaster. And I think a lot of young people out there today can speak to this. And I think, Brenda, even you can acknowledge this with your own children or your daughter who's out there dating. It's a challenge, and people need help and they need some guidance.
Jillian, you recognize the need for help and guidance as well. And because of it, you have started Mosaic Life Strategy. Tell our listeners a little bit about your webpage and what life coaching looks like.
Yeah, so I had an interesting journey that led me there. The short version is I felt God calling me to leave my long marketing career. I had a career in marketing and creative strategy. And I felt the call to leave that, which I did early 2024. I spent some time discerning what was next. And I felt, again, this call to help people and to help people essentially strategize their lives, which is what I had spent many years helping companies do in a lot of different ways, figuring out, you know, creative and marketing strategies and what's the best plan here and there. And now I do this for people, and it's very rewarding. I was certified through a Catholic organization called the Wholeness School, founded by a lovely Catholic woman who also has founded the Woman's School, and there's a corresponding Man's School, so we don't leave anyone out there. And yeah, it was a great step in a direction to get people realigned with their purpose. And the next step there was into getting into dating coaching and even a little bit of matchmaking, which has been really, really rewarding. But people need help in these areas. And there's a lot of things that we're not learning today, or we haven't been fully taught, life skills and mind management skills. These obviously come into play with all of our decisions and discernment and relationships. And so I help people to figure out not only what their purpose is or what their next step is, but to sort through some of the challenges that come with having relationships, and not just having relationships, but having them in the fallen world that we live in.
Jillian Curvers is joining us today. She is the founder of Mosaic Life Strategies. She is joining a team that is inviting young people who are interested in knowing how to date well to a special event coming up on Saturday, August 9th. It's going to be at the Center for Catechesis in Sherwood. It begins at 11:30, and there'll be all kinds of information that we are going to discuss. Jillian, in talking about the different types of ways that people are meeting, is technology, I mean, helping in many ways? I suppose we can see where it helps, but is it hurting people? Meaning that young people today are so used to engaging through a screen, through a text message, that are we starting to lose some of the ways that we communicated, say, the way that me and the good deacon met and found what we were interested in and came up with a life plan for us that fit into our marriage? Is technology hurting our ability to relate to each other?
I think it is. I think we can see this in a lot of ways. But if you look at technology, or look at dating rather through the lens of technology, you'll see that we end up with this truth about we don't see the other person as a person the way that we would if they were face to face. There's a commoditization of people. I just was learning about a new app yesterday called T, where it's essentially where women only can go online and rate and review men as if they're a product. So this, I thought to myself, this is even more of that notion of turning the person into a thing or a commodity. It's not a healthy way for us to engage with one another. And like I said earlier, we begin to have the mindset that there's an endless supply, which leads us to get into a state of overwhelm. And we always think there's something better, or that we can serve ourselves up exactly what we're looking for. You can, you know, it's got to be someone this tall who looks like this color eye, this sort of job, this type of salary, like all of those things. You don't know those factors about a person when you see them. And to get back to real life is really just to see the person, literally what they look like, and then to speak to them face to face and get to know who they really are, which is a son or daughter of the Father. These are people created in the image and likeness of God. They're not just images on a screen. So there's that part of it that's a little bit more philosophical, but there's also the reality of we're losing the art of being a person. We don't know how to approach people. Men don't know how to approach young women and pay them a compliment, ask them on a date. A lot of Gen Z, they don't know how to ask. They haven't asked women out. The young men have never asked a woman out in person because they're used to doing it over technology. And this comes at a great price because we, like I said, we lose that art, that skill of having conversation, of having courage, the courage to ask someone out. You know, there's a bit of a risk involved. What if she says no? It's a pretty low risk, and yet men aren't willing to take it. And then on the other hand, women maybe don't know how to communicate clearly to the young man, and they're feeling that woundedness from maybe rejection. And so you end up with this kind of downward spiral where both the men and the women aren't quite aware of what to do in the wild, out there in the real world, and therefore retreat back online, back onto the apps, back onto the websites, where they can feel, maybe have a bit more confidence, that false sense of security behind the screen, where they can message and text in a way that feels comfortable. But really, it's a false sense of that confidence. And we need to learn these skills that are really just life skills to get back out there and to really engage face to face.
Young people are invited to this very special event, the Catholic Summer Singles Barbecue. It is Saturday, August 9th, begins at 11:30 a.m. There's a lot of things going on, and Jillian Curvers is joining us this morning, giving you more details. Jillian, I've loved our conversation. There is more I want to ask you about, especially what is God's role in all of this? But I am already up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Absolutely. I would love to.
And I'm back this morning with Jillian Curvers. I've really enjoyed our conversation today because we are talking about what the dating world looks like for our young Catholic singles and how they can find ways to learn to communicate better and to meet somebody special, somebody that God has for them. Jillian is with me today to tell us more about this special event. Jillian, thanks so much for staying with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jillian, as we ended our first segment, we began to talk about some of the ways that people aren't exactly learning how to relate to each other with all of the technology that is available. Those face-to-face meetings can be a little bit difficult. So is it then that the old way that people met, a note left on the locker or just sitting behind them in a college class, is that the best way to find that person? Or do you think that there is a hybrid approach to this where there are these technological ways to meet, but we got to have those real face-to-face relationship skills to keep that going?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think the answer is hybrid. And I'll start to explain, and I might even convince myself otherwise, but I don't want to rule out technology because, as we know, technology is a gift. We can use it. We can have a rightly ordered relationship with it, or we can have a disordered relationship with it, and that's the nature of all things, really. So I don't want to rule out anyone using any kind of dating app that might aid them in finding their spouse. However, I do think the old way, the way that was just meeting in person, somehow you're in the same place at the same time as my parents met. They crossed, this is a very Los Angeles story, but they met playing volleyball at a park. My aunt and uncle met at the beach. You know, this is just two people crossing paths randomly, as it were. Or again, the setup, which is a very, also a very natural way. And it plays into the safety factor as well. There's a comfortability when you know that the person has been vetted. I think that a lot of people today are, when they go out onto the apps, it's that there's where that fear starts to seep in a little bit because it's, you know, this is about basically a stranger from the internet. How can we really trust that they are who they say they are? So going back to a way where we can get into these face-to-face situations or encourage people to meet in real life, in person, is really what I think is the ideal. In a way, I honestly think the app is over, the age of the dating app. They're starting to phase out. People have been moving very much toward speed dating and speed dating events, even if it is online. But going out in person or having a, you know, a digital Zoom speed date, a lot of people are doing that now. And then I think one area that I see as a big, maybe it's the next thing, is what I call closed community dating. And in the context of Catholicism, this is the perfect closed community. And this event that we're hosting on Saturday, August 9th out in Sherwood is precisely that. It's a closed community of people who are all aligned on the most important thing to them. In this case, it's our faith, it's our Catholic faith and our love of God. But that is going to unite people. And, you know, even if you weren't Catholic, let's say the most important thing in your life was mountain climbing or golden retrievers, right? Like, to get into a group where you're around people who are of that same mindset, wouldn't that be a great place and a great way to meet each other? So that's exactly what we're trying to recreate, is this closed community. Everyone's like-minded. So all you have to do at this point, you've got those boxes checked. All you got to do is now see if there's chemistry. And that's what we want to encourage young people to do.
Jillian, for any big decision in life that requires discernment with God, and if you are asking him to help reveal something to you or bring something your way or make this change of life happen to you, sometimes we wonder if God is listening to us, because we all know that God's timing is not our timing and that he has a perfect plan, but it can be difficult for us to have the patience to do that. So when it comes to dating and finding that person, what should every young people involve God in that role? What part of it? Or do we just say, you know, meet the person and then go, God, what is this person to me? Or is it years before that person is ever met that you're already having this discussion with him?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's really the foundation. Surrender everything to God. This is not your spouse that you choose. It's your spouse that he chooses for you. And to be fully surrendered to him and his plan, his timing, who the person is, of course, he knows who that person is. And we don't know, we are not always privy to the information. So we have to really trust in him Some practical things that one can do, go to adoration, talk to the Lord about it. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, it's going to be hard to have a relationship with anyone. So allow yourself to grow in relationship and love with Jesus and with the Lord, and speak to him what's on your heart about your future spouse. Speak to him about the person you're looking for and ask him, who is it that you have for me? And allow him to speak back to you, and just allow that person to come into your life and be open to meeting them. That's the other side of it, which we haven't really spoken much about, but allowing ourselves to be open and surprised. Because a lot of times we have in our minds and our hearts the idea of who our person will be, and that person could look or appear very differently than that. And so we have to be open to the person that God has in mind for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jillian, I've said even in my own household with raising my own children that, yes, God absolutely cares about who your spouse is going to be. He absolutely knows who that is. We've got to be faithful and willing to wait for the person God has picked for us. And perhaps, well, that person might be at the Catholic Summer Singles Barbecue, again, coming up Saturday, August 9th. Jillian, this sounds like a great event for our local community. Tell our listeners a little bit about what's going to be happening on that day.
Yeah, so it's going to be a wonderful day. We had our first event back on May 31st, about 2 months ago. Father Eric Anderson of St. Stephen's gave a really engaging talk that was followed up with some Q&A and then a barbecue and a mixing and mingling of all of the Catholic singles of the area. Actually, we expanded to, you know, even parts of Eugene. So a lot of people came in, and we were hoping to get the same kind of crowd. This time around, I will be the one giving the talk. So I'm very excited to touch base with all of the young Catholic singles out there. We'll have a nice, lively Q&A. We'll get into some meaty discussion, we hope, and then some meaty barbecue afterwards. And we're going to have this time, instead of just the mixing, mingling, and lawn games, we're going to play a bit of a dating activity, or we're going to have a dating activity to get people involved. And we'll talk about that on Saturday, but it's going to be really fun to get people out there and in a more comfortable and a more authentic way to get to know one another and hopefully find their special person.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the very least, grow that group of friendships, that like-minded group of people that you can enjoy life with, that's for sure. Well, this sounds like such a great event. Is there a place they can go to find more information?
Yes, you can definitely go to my website, mosaiclifestrategy.com. And I believe there is a posting also on the Center for Catechesis website.
That sounds excellent. Again, it is coming up very soon. I think it's going to be a wonderful event. Your first event was sold out, and I think there's going to be quite a few people interested in joining you on Saturday, August 9th. Jillian, thanks so much for being with us today. God bless you. Hope you have a really fantastic and successful event.
Thank you so much.
And again, that is Jillian Curvers. You'll be able to hear more from Jillian at a very special event, the Catholic Summer Singles Barbecue, Saturday, August 9th. Now, I'll be sure to add information on the podcast of today's interview that will include Jillian's webpage, mosaiclifestrategy.com, and also an Eventbrite sign-up where you can get yourself a ticket to this great event. You'll find those links on today's podcast at materdayradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.